wanna call it, I'm a alcoholic. Bring it if you really want it. Ain't gotta put no extras on it. Call it what you wanna call it. I'm a alcoholic. Bring it if you really want it. Ain't gotta put no extras on it.
Welcome back, boys. It is the Alcoholics Fantasy Football League Podcast 2023. Man, it's been a long time, boys. 20 years. So let's just jump into what's going on. Man, JTS, Jets, oh man, Aaron's hurt. So now you guys are back to being the Zach Wilsons. So as you see this sad Jets fan, I mean, that's pretty much what you can expect from all Jets fans from here on out. Sorry, y'all, but it sucks to be you guys. It's just funny that it's not the rest of us. So good luck. Yeah, here's that Aaron guy hurt. Man, you know what I did say? There was a lot of bad football. You know what they should probably do? Play in the fucking preseason, okay? So all these teams that decided they weren't going to play their starters in the preseason, guess what happened? Your team sucked ass. Want to know why? Because there was nobody there to know what they were doing because they haven't practiced since last year. So, yeah, man. Hey, and then you got, guess what? Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. These two guys, both of them got paid and forgot how to play football. I don't know. Maybe just too rich wipes your memory. But yeah, they're going to need to remember to come back for week two because both of them forgot how to play football last week. Anyway, moving on. Josh Allen, this dude, dang, yeah, Mr. Cover of Madden. Guess what? Stop throwing the ball downfield like you're playing straight up Madden. My man was just lofting it down there with not a care in the world, bro. I'm just saying, it's not really my thing, but I'm just saying, like, this football sucked, and it made most of our team suck, mine included. Hey, remember, Brad, the Madden curse is real, just saying. But and we need to cover one more thing before everybody gets into this season. I'm going to say this loud and clear. Tom Brady is and should stay retired, bro. Stop with the Brady talk. My man finally got out the game. Let the man stay out the game and enjoy his family. Namely, he doesn't need to come back and get beat up behind that sorry-ass offensive line for the Jets. Just saying. See y'all after the break. Holla. We are back. It is the results from week one. Our first matchup saw Wad taking on Just Average. Wad takes it, 128-117. Ugh, that hurt. That not as bad as Urban Achievers over the Shomer Shabbos, 225-91. Yeah, man. Ugh. Damn, Wes. Anyway, third matchup. I'm him. I guess you are, Max. Taking on the Louisville Backbreakers. I'm him takes it, 117-99. Whew, that was a good matchup. Our fourth matchup has Chicken Dinner taking on Massage Therapy. That is so funny. That's so fucked up. Especially comparing you got Deshaun Watson on your team. Anyway, Chicken Dinner takes it 146-139. Gotta love those kickers. Our fifth matchup has Your Mother taking on Team Heffley. Your Mother takes it 174-147. What was actually a really good game. I mean, Heff put up 147. Still a lot. That won't happen too many times. Our final matchup saw the returning champ. He's back, taking on kind of okay. He's back, takes it in a barn burner, 127-124. Ooh, absolutely amazing, baby. I mean, they're just, ooh, that is shocking how good that game was. Let's see here. So now we are going to move on to our trends and awards. Average margin of victory this week was 35 points. Yeah, man, it was tad bit of some butt kickings this week, but hopefully we can all move on and be a little bit better than last week. Average scoring 135 if we throw out Matt's absolutely astronomical 225. Let's see here. Let's jump to our, like I said, high score 225 for the Urban Achievers. They get that high score of the week. Debo's beatdown of the week. Once again, it goes to Urban Achievers for winning by 134 points. Hot damn, he scored the league average as a difference. Anyway, damn, that was close. Call goes to He's Back. He's Back, baby. Coming off a championship, winning by 3. And our man, what the are you doing? Actually, I can't pin this on any one team because it was just a lot of crap football, man. You got Josh Allen throwing 3 picks. You got Lamar Jackson scoring 6 points. I mean, these guys are all over the place. Joe Burrow scores 4 points. I mean, it was just a lot of crap football, so I really can't say you should have put somebody else this week comparing. You put in the All-Stars, and the All-Stars played like absolute doo-doo. So, we're moving on. Holla. So, first, jump to the standings. All right, I'm going to mention the 6 people who won because it's week 1. So, either won or lost. the top six, Urban Achievers, Love of Your Mother, Chicken Dinner, Wad, He's Back, and I'm Him. The rest of us, if I didn't mention your name, you lost, self-included. It's not hard. Some lost by way more than others, so man, oof, that's harsh. Hey, next week, we will have our DFS segment, our DFS catch-up segment with Baker and Gilpin. They will be here to get you for all things right as far as your gambling lines. Remember, we're just here as an advisory. This is not an actual gambling source. And if you have a gambling problem, please contact your local gambling help hotline or whatever the fuck it is. Nobody really cares. Just kidding. Let's jump up to our oncoming matchups for week two. The Lover of Your Mother is taking on Massage Therapy. Massage Therapy is projected to take it by two. I'm Him. I guess you are, Max. Is taking on the Shomer Shabbos. And I'm Him is projected to take it by three. We have Chicken Dinner taking on the Louisville Backbreakers. Chicken Dinner is projected to keep rolling and win by eight. Team Heffley, he's taking on He's Back. Team Heffley looks to correct the ship, keep the scoring going, and he's projected to win by two. Our fifth matchup has Just Average taking on the Urban Achievers, and Just Average, what? I'm projected to win? He scored 225. Anyway, yeah, I'm not real sure what ESPN says. I'm projected to win by 19, but this dude put up 225, so I'm probably going to lose. Anyway, sixth matchup has the Wad taking on Kinda Okay, with Wad projected to win by 10 and keep on his winning ways. Hey, if you don't like the projections, check your team, do what you need to do. You still got time. Hey, fellas, wrapping up. Everybody, please start paying your dues. Hey, what we all realize is that from week one, preseason is something that should be a real thing, because these cats really were garbage with none of them playing in the preseason, especially, like I said earlier, the Eagles, they look pathetic. That's what happens when nobody plays. You fumble the ball all over the place. You barely get enough yards, and you almost lose to a team that you should have thoroughly beaten. But I mean, that's what it is. Hey, if you got smack talk, as always, give me a shout. You can send it in text, message, or whatever you want to get it on here. Like I said, this is just a primer for this week, showing that we're going to run different media sources. So just kind of get used to it. We'll have our YouTube channel. We'll also have our podcast, as usual. Next week, expect the boys to be back, and it's going to be one heck of a show with G and Baker. We'll be ready to go. We're here. Peace, love, Afro Grease.